Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Strawberry Letter. Here she is, the beautiful Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Yeah. All right, subject, how do I compete with his mama? Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my husband for 30 years. He's a great father and a great son to his mother, but he falls short on being a good husband. When I met him, I thought that if a man treats his mother like a queen, he will be a great husband. But after all of these years, I think that I may be living with a mama's boy. Don't get me wrong, I love my mother-in-law and we get along very well. But my husband has always put her as number one over me. When my husband gets off work, he calls his mama before he calls me. He stops by her house 3 or 4 times a week to take her trash out. He puts gas in her car, pays part of her mortgage, and after we go to early service at church, he goes back to church to save a parking space for her because she attends the second service. The list goes on and on. I thought I was supposed to be his queen. I've expressed my feelings to him numerous times, and I end up looking and feeling like I'm just a nagging wife. He didn't want to plan to do anything special for our 25th wedding anniversary, and he didn't do anything special for my 50th birthday. I'm only asking to be treated like his queen at least once a month. Is that too much to ask? The last vacation the two of us had was back in 2002. Stephen Shirley, am I being selfish? How can I compete with his mama? Please help. It sounds like, you know, of course, yes, he's a mama's boy. It took you all that time to figure that out. You've been married to him for 30 years. Yes, without a doubt, he's a mama's boy. But you can take on some of this responsibility yourself. I mean, you know, the last vacation the two of you had, you say, was back in 2002. Have you planned anything? Have you planned a vacation and said, honey, you know, I picked out a place, let's go here? Well, he might take his mom. Is that what you're thinking? Well, anyway, you can do some things on your own if you want to do things, okay? This has to stop, though. I mean, you did marry a mama's boy. It sounds like in this particular marriage, you're just an afterthought. You know, you're very low on the totem pole here. How dare he not celebrate your 25th anniversary in a special way? I don't even know how you let him get away with not doing anything special for you on your 50th birthday. Really? You get along really well with his mom. I think it's because she knows her position. She knows it's secure with her son. She knows she's number one in his life. So, of course, she's going to get along with you. Why not? She doesn't have any reason not to. She's secure. I just think you say, well, I'll back up here. You say you've expressed how you feel to him. But it has fallen on deaf ears. He's not trying to hear you. So I just say you have to put some sort of action behind those words. You got to make some changes in how you deal with this little mama's boy. And then you can get different results, some of the results that you want. But you can take some of this on your own and plan some things and just say, we're going. Steve?
All right, here we go. How do I compete with his mama? Shirley has made a lot of good points in her response, and I take my hat off to my sister. But y'all know that my job is to provide the ignorant side of things.
Yes, sir. Make me proud.
And I'm just going to, be honest with y'all. I know Shirley was saying that the woman has a responsibility in all this, but let's be real. It ain't her job to turn this boy into a man. Okay, so now let's just go on and deal with this. Here we go. I've been with my husband for 30 years. He's a great father and a great son to his mother, but he fell short in being a good husband. It's 30 years of this. We just now getting the letter? We started these letters back in 2000.
18
you could have wrote
years
us
ago.
Dead. Yes. Yes. So now that's what I'm surprised at. When I met him, I thought if a man treats his mother like a queen, he would be a great husband. Well, sometimes if a man treats his mother like the queen, then that means he ain't got no time for another queen. Mm-hmm. And that would be you. He don't have time for you. He got one queen. You know what? There's a scripture that says a man can't serve two masters.
Yes.
Well, his mama is his master. You ain't. All right? But after all these years, I think that I may be living with a mama's boy. Don't get me wrong. I love my mother-in-law, and we get along really well, but my husband has always put her as number one over me. Okay, you said something key. You said something key here.
Yeah.
You said, I think I may be living with a mama's boy. Don't get me wrong. I love my mother-in-law. Whoa. See, you didn't stay on that one long enough. Mm-hmm. I may be living with a mama's boy. Here's the rule I created. He can't be her boy and your man at the same time.
That's right. One more time, Steve.
He can't be her boy and your man at the same time. Mm-hmm. See, and there is the problem. You do have a mama's boy. Now, I love my mother, and we get along really well, but what the hell? I have a solution for that line right there. You'll get it when we come back.
Come on, Steve, let's go with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. How do I compete with his mama?
Well, you've been married 30 years to this mama's boy. Now, you figured if a man treat his mother like a queen, that he would do the same for his wife. Well, the problem is you got to treat your mother well. See, it ain't your job to treat your mother like a queen. It's her husband's job to treat her like a queen. You got to treat her like your mother. Got to honor her and respect her. Then you marry somebody and you treat them like a queen. And it ain't the kid's job to treat her like the queen. They got to honor and respect her. But your husband that took on the queen role, and he can't have but one queen. She it. Now, I love my mother-in-law. We get along really well, but my husband has always put her as number one over me. When my husband gets off work, he calls his mama before he calls me. That's a mama's boy.
if I ever heard one.
Man.
I'll be damn, mama, I'm off now. mama, I'm off. Can I go home, see my wife, or can I go somewhere after school? You bring your ass over here, Herman.
it's always Herman. And he's 50-something at least.
He stops by her house 3 or 4 times a week to take her trash out. What is this heifer throwing away?
She big now.
She big.
Yeah.
Cause this woman creating trash 4 times a week. She big.
So that's
now. Also, he puts gas in her car, pays for part of her mortgage, and after we go to early service at church, he goes back to church to save a parking spot for her because she attends second service. See, all this, she big. She can't get up for the early service. He got to go back up there and save a parking spot close to the door. That's so her big ass can waddle into the church. I'm just telling you what, Shirley, you don't see this in the letter. That's what I'm here for. Paying part of her mortgage. The list goes on and on. I thought I was supposed to be his queen. I've expressed my feelings to him numerous times. I end up looking and feeling like I'm just a nagging wife. He don't plan to do anything special for our 25th anniversary. That's because it was coincide with something his mama wanted to do. And he didn't do anything on my 50th birthday because he was at his mama's house taking the trash out. Now I'm only asking to be treated like a queen at least once a month. Is that too much? Hell, it ain't enough. If all you see yourself is getting treated right once a month, he can skip that. That's 12 times a year you're going to get treated right. Lady, you need to raise your standards. Yeah. Last vacation the two of us had was back in 2002. Shirley and Steve, am I being selfish? How can I compete with his mama? Well, here's the answer. How can I compete with his mama? Here's what I think. You should move in with his mama.
What?
Then you can get what she gets. Bam!
It'll be worse.
Problem
then.
Solved. Move in with his mama. He'll come over to your house 3-4 times. We take your trash out too.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. Please don't forget to join me today for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.